Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Schaefer Landit, and on today's program, I interviewed Norwalk girls basketball senior Hannah Overholzer, sophomore Braylon Birmingham, head coach Joe Sigrist, and senior Pearl Brown following Norwalk's 50-37 victory over Central DeWitt in the Iowa High School State Girls Basketball Tournament quarterfinals on Tuesday. Schaefer Landit here with Hannah Overholzer after the state quarterfinal win over Central DeWitt, the rematch there. And Hannah, again, I think that narrative we've kind of been talking about this season is you guys have got your stud in Braylon Birmingham, but you were able to pick her up so much on fire from three-point range and offensive prowess, somewhere to go for her. Talk about how that worked for you guys tonight against a very successful Central DeWitt team.
Yeah, it's like I said when the last time we talked, you're supposed to be playing your best team basketball in March, and I think we are. We move the ball really well, and I think you're going to see that for the rest of the tournament, so yeah.
It was a really gritty game out there, lots of fouls, lots of players hitting the floor, some defense there. How are you guys able to stay focused when you get out there on the floor with all those fans, a different atmosphere than you're used to playing, and then get hit with that physicality? What's the mindset and the adjustment there when you first meet that?
We've seen that stuff before. I mean, it's nothing new. We've had big crowds before. We've been here before. We played that team before. So I'm just super proud of how us seniors, we handled it. We were ready. BB was ready. Our sophomores that didn't play so much last year, they stepped up and really kept their heads. And we all just did really, really well. And I'm super proud of our team. So, yeah.
Dallas Center Grimes on Thursday. What do you think of that matchup? We played them twice this season. You guys have identical records. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, it is going to be a tough game, and it's going to be a really, really fun game. So I hope everybody from their town's there. I hope everybody from our town's there. We can just play a really good, fun game of basketball. So, yeah.
Thanks, Hannah. Congratulations. We'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah, thank you.
Schaefer Landit here with Braylon Birmingham after the state quarterfinal win. Braylon, very, very successful season for you so far, and then to come out here and have a double-double and really play physically, you know, on the floor a lot, lots of fouls, a very physically defensive game. What was the transition coming into today's game and kind of putting your money where your mouth is and keeping that performance up for your team today?
Yeah, just a lot of mental stuff. Coming with the state tournament, you kind of, there's so many distractions with the crowd and everything that you can get too caught up in. And maybe last year with our not as experienced team, I feel like that definitely helped us this year. Our experience definitely, I feel like, helped. And just, I feel like we have the team to take it as far as we can.
Dallas Center Grimes on Thursday. Tell me about that matchup and what you're kind of expecting. We've seen them twice already this season.
Yeah, we obviously know how they play a lot, and we're excited to play them. I can't wait. There's no other team I'd rather to play in the semifinals than DCG. This is the rivalry, and I know we obviously tied for the conference championship, but it will ultimately be found out tomorrow Thursday who won the conference championship and gets to go to the championship. So I think it'll just take a lot of mental game and just rest and recovery, and who can be out there and just the more physical team.
Last one for you on the floor today without Bailey for the first time on that floor. What was that feeling like? What's different out there now that she's not there?
Yeah, I know she always texts me before every game, like, good luck, and she means the world to me, but obviously it's hard not having her on the floor, but she means so much, and I'm so glad to have her as my sister. But I feel like we've adjusted a lot not having her. Hannah stepped up a lot. Ava, Pearl, all of our seniors, they've done such a good job of filling that points void, I guess, but as well as just leading the team. They lead the team tremendously, so yeah, I'm very thankful for them.
Thanks, Braylon. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you.
Schaefer Landit here with Coach Sigrist after the state quarterfinal win. Coach, a team you played 364 days ago. What was different between today and that game last March that you saw out there?
Well, every year and every team's different. The place was the same with the quarterfinals, but I love the improvement that our girls made in the last 364 days. They give me all heart all the time, and I'm just fortunate and happy to keep coaching them for at least one more game, hopefully two more games.
That was a really physical game, lots of fouls, lots of players on the floor, Pearl and Braylon shaking up on some plays. What do you kind of tell your girls when they come and meet that physicality that, I mean, it's been a physical season, but that might have been a step up. What's kind of the mindset when you first meet that?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a physical game. Both teams play really good, really hard defense. We knew it was going to be a possession game. We got huge rebounds. We hit huge free throws in the end. So, again, I just go back to heart. I'll put my girl's heart up against anybody.
Some defensive performances as well. Sinclair being the leading scorer for Central DeWitt, but you were able to hold their top scorers down. Some homework defensively. Tell me about the preparation you guys...
Because of that girl right there. Best defender in the state. One of the best coaches or best defenders I've ever coached. And when you put her with Braylon, Ava's rebounding, Hannah's big shot making, we just have a team that is relentless.
He's pointing at Pearl Brown for you audio only out there. And one more for you, Coach. The matchup against DCG on Thursday. You know them very well. What are you looking at for Thursday evening's game?
Well, it's a familiar opponent. They're super well coached. Coach Jones does a tremendous job. It's a little Hawkeye matchup, so what better way to do it than the state semifinals?
That's Coach Sigrist after the quarterfinal win of the Norwalk girls basketball team. Thank you very much, Coach. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks, Schaefer.
Schaefer landed here with Pearl Brown after the Norwalk girls state quarterfinal win over Central DeWitt, and you were the hero offensively in the first game 364 days ago. Today, a really big defensive performance. And Coach just nodded to you about your preparation coming in today and guarding their best players. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that and what went into that preparation coming into the day.
Yeah, for sure. It was all about just like watching her play, knowing her tendencies, knowing what her strengths are, how I can limit that, and also giving all out effort. I mean, defense is not like a skill thing. It's just whether you want to do it or not, because a lot of times defense is something that a lot of people don't want to do. But I think when you really put your mind to it and you do a lot of hard work for it, I think you could be like, you can be a really good defender. And I think that, yeah, what it comes down to is just like hard working and just like beating her to whatever spot she's going to and just knowing their tendencies.
You took a really hard fall in the second half and then you got right back up and sprinted back on defense. Tell me what was going through your mind when you were running back on defense there.
So I was going up for a rebound and then she came out from under me and I fell on my tailbone, and then I actually saw number 4 open, so I was like, I'm not letting her score. So then I got up, started sprinting back there. Also, like, I just got to do it for my team as well. I mean, I don't want to have any regrets over the game, and like, if she were to score a 3 or something and make that, and that'd be the game difference between if we won or lost. Like, I just don't want any of her regrets. So I mean, it might have hurt a little bit, but I think getting up and sprinting to the other end and just recovering is something that I would do for my teammates any day.
This is a place that you're used to being. You played here last year, and you told me a week ago when you guys qualified for state, when I asked you what reasons do you have to believe that you can go further this year, you got DCG on Thursday.
Yes.
You told me that you felt you guys were a lot more experienced.
Yes.
How was that exhibited today, and how do you feel like that'll be exhibited on Thursday?
Yes, I think it was exhibited through, I was a lot more nervous last year, and I think being able to channel that nervousness, the atmosphere, our fans, into like excitement and just like having a whole bunch of fun and knowing like, yes, I really want to win, but also like, I love playing basketball. I love being with my teammates. I love having fun. So I think having that experience to like know how to channel all that energy into like excitement and just like competitiveness is something that I definitely learned more this year.
Pearl, thank you very much, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that was Norwalk girls basketball's Hannah Overholzer, Braylon Birmingham, Coach Joe Sigrist, and Pearl Brown following their state quarterfinal win over Central DeWitt 50-37 at the Casey Center in downtown Des Moines on today's Lely Radio Sports page.